people, welcome to another edition of Trailer Talk. Of course, I'm your spoiling host with the most, the phenomenal one. And here's my co-host.
Fuck this movie.
Yes, Cody is here too. Well, no, not really. He's not here. He's out drinking, doing what he does best, goddammit. I am fresh from San Diego. I mean, super fresh too. Other than, you know, sweating up a storm from that drive, whatever. Sitting in the traffic in the mean streets of, well, I guess that'd be considered the Orange County, not L.A. County area. But either way, though, actually, what is San Diego County called? It doesn't matter. Who cares? Whatever, you know. I've had a couple of drinks in me. I'm good to go. I'm ready to talk some trailers. I'm ready to talk some big trailers. Or I'm talking about the Comic-Con exclusive trailers that at least I can get my hands on to talk about. Where this is going to be the Comic-Con edition of Trailer Talk, if you will. Most of these movies, yeah, they did appear at Comic-Con. I'm probably going to leave out, like, two of these that I added on here that weren't from Comic-Con. I'll save that one for a later trailer talk. Maybe later on this week when I get unbusy, as you call it. But I got some things I'm ready to premiere and I'm ready to talk about. And the first thing I'm ready to talk about is good old Ready Player One. I've been hearing a lot of hype about this film. I've been hearing a lot about it. I've been looking forward to hearing it myself, especially when I heard Steven Spielberg wants to come back to the sci-fi blockbuster. I'm like, it's about goddamn time. You've been missing for far too long, my friend. You've been doing your little boring-ass films like Lincoln and this film and War Horse. Ugh. God. Bridge of Spies is good. That's probably the only good movie in quite some time, actually. But nonetheless, let's go ahead and talk about Ready Player One. Can't wait. I'm excited. I haven't watched this trailer yet. I haven't watched any of these trailers yet, to be honest. Well,
in 2045, there's nowhere left to go. Nowhere. Except the Oasis.
A little pre-tease right there. I see that. Oh, shit. It's Warner Brothers. Fuck. Don't fuck this up, Warner Brothers.
I was born in 2025. But I wish I'd grown up in the 1980s.
No, you don't.
Like all my heroes. I live here in Columbus, Ohio. In 2045, it's still ranked the fastest growing city on Earth. But it sure doesn't seem like it when you live in the stacks. They called our generation the missing.
Nice to know that things doesn't get better in 2025. It looks even worse than before. Yes.
Missing, not because we went anywhere. There's nowhere left to go. Nowhere. Except the Oasis. It's the only place that feels like I mean anything. A world where the limits of reality are your own imagination.
Looks like Warner Brothers has taken a page out of Disney's Wreck-It Ralph. That's right, I went there. At the DeLorean. Oh. I don't know what the fuck that is. There's a giant scorpion. I don't know. It's Freddy Krueger. I didn't know Freddy Krueger was a Warner Brothers property, by the way. Better be driving that fucking DeLorean, by the way, too. I love how he took that helmet. I look like he just came on himself. He's like, oh, holy shit. Great God, speed. He took that helmet off like he saw a shitty ass Justice League trailer or something. Mmm. 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 I gotta tell you, that trailer kicked ass, dude. When does that come out? That 2018. Now, that was a lot of fun right there. I mean, hopefully Warner Brothers don't fuck this up like they've been doing this year with a lot of their properties. But my God, man, and straight out of the page of Wreck-It Ralph, not that it's a bad thing I'm saying there, you put these like VR headsets on or whatever, you get to enter the world of video game, we're going to possibly get another good video game movie that ain't based off shit. That's going to be awesome. You got the DeLorean in there, I saw the Akira bike in there, I saw freaking Freddy Krueger, I saw the Iron Giant, I love how they kept him in the shadows and stuff like that. Talking about using your imagination and running wild with it, this is the Spielberg I remember when I was a young lad growing up and stuff like that. Not this boring bullshit he's been putting together, or what was that movie he did? The Boring Fucking Giant? Yes. Yes. I remember that. It's a callback to E.T. apparently, or some shit like that. And I was like, oh, no wonder I didn't like it. I don't give a shit about E.T. neither. But either way, though, Ready Player One, that looks like my kind of movie. Are you excited for it? I know I am. I'm ready to see that now. Fuck this trailer. Where's the movie at, damn it? Where is the movie at? Okay, sorry, my phone and watch keep vibrating like crazy. It's like, shut the fuck up, people. Let's get in this next trailer now here. It's another Warner Brothers property here. And they had already released a trailer beforehand, but they also released one at Comic-Con as well, too. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that Lego Ninjago movie. Woo, Legos are back, baby. They not only back, but they don't even have Batman this time, which I rewatched that recently or whatever, and that movie is still funny as hell. I love it. That's probably my favorite superhero film of the year so far. It was until I saw that Thor Ragnarok trailer. But anyway, though, but Lego Batman, oh, that was so awesome. I thought it was much better than the Lego movie. I liked the Lego movie. Wasn't as crazy as everybody else was. I saw the Lego Batman film, loved it, fell in love with it. I was blown away by it. I was just, it brought Batman back to his promised land. Knew how to be funny of him, but at the same time, also have a heart and be serious at the same time and really get into the deep mindset of Batman himself, about him and his whole family thing. Really a new story on Batman. Got Lego Ninjago movie, and I remember my first words when I saw the teaser, this was going, how long is this Lego thing gonna wear out for? And you know, the Lego movie made a lot of money. Lego Batman, although it made some money, I don't think it made as much as people was thinking, and mainly me as well too. I was like, this is gonna kill it at the box office. It killed it in some aspect or not. Didn't make nowhere near as much as the first Lego movie, and it was pretty low. And I gotta say, hearing this Lego Ninjago, I was like, I'm also curious to see how this does. Let's go ahead and play this trailer, though, and check this movie out, or this trailer out at least. Baby, now we can fly, fly. Okay, you already fucking lost me. Jesus. So take a look what you've done. Might be a fucking already.
Can we talk about that? Garbodon! So, when you guys got together, was Dad always an evil warlord?
Okay, well, here it is. I got swept up. He had so many plans. He was so ambitious. He said he wanted to conquer the world.
Girl, he's got like four arms. Oh, the hell was you thinking?
I thought it was a figure of speech. But if I had never met Garmadon, I would have never had you.
Hey.
His dad ruins everything. Uh-oh. It's Garmadon!
Get the bathroom pass. Cuffs his gear.
Students, a true ninja knows when to fight. And went to blend in the shadows.
Kaka! Kaka!
Unbelievable.
Let's see it, Garmadon!
You can't catch me, Green Ninja.
Watch this!
Where did that come from?
Hello, Dad.
Lloyd?
That's right, and it's Lloyd, Dad.
Cause baby, now we got
Batman. Oh, dear God, they actually put the song in the Oh,
it's okay, Lloyd. Nobody's parents are perfect.
Yeah, but I feel like there's more to Garmadon that I need to know.
To understand your future, you must go back to your ninja roots. Your dad was a ninja, too.
Oh! Lloyd,
the unstoppable beast. Meowthra. Are you ready to risk your life for Ninjago?
Ninja, go!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think it was my arm. Is it bad? Is it bad? I don't want to look. Scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it?
Oh, I'd say it's about a 7-point arm ripped off.
This film is not yet rated.
Oh, that's it? Oh, it just ends. Oh. Well, you know me, people. I don't like to beat around the bush here. Yeah, that trailer looked like shit. That was pretty horrible, actually. Wow, they actually showed this at Comic-Con, huh? Wow. They must have a lot of, faith, I guess, that this is looked good in some aspect or another. Damn, that wasn't even funny. Nah, I don't know what to think of that. You know, if the Batman movie made as low as it did, I can only imagine about a property that really nobody gives a fuck about. I mean, we talking about Batman did low numbers. Made his budget back, like I said, but still made low numbers. I don't know what this will do. That trailer, oh, that was horrible. Damn, that was terrible. Somebody, nobody's really saying anything about this. All right, Warner Brothers, it might be time to stop with this Lego thing. You might be treading some Despicable Me territories here. Maybe you just stick to the Lego properties, such as like Justice League, maybe some Marvel stuff, some Star Wars stuff, you know, like parody stuff. It's funny, you know? What you did with the Batman one, that was hilarious. It was awesome. This right here looks like some, just a Lego ninja action film, and who really gives a fuck about that, right? I know I don't. I really don't give a fuck. But let's go ahead and talk about our next trailer. Wow, that sucked. really sucked ass, actually. Oh, moving along here. God damn it, that phone is ringing again. Shit, this is going to be the most heavily edited trailer talk of all time. What the hell do these people... You know what? Not going to answer it. Just going to move on here. Next trailer we're going to do here is Bright. Good old Netflix films. And Netflix finally had a good movie, too. I wouldn't say it was great or anything like that, because that ending was dog shit. But, what was it? To the Bone? Lily Collins or whatever? That one that just came out about, a week or two ago? That was actually pretty good, up until that third act. And I was like, what the fuck is this? But yeah, there was definitely some good performances in here. So, Netflix still ain't turned me around, but hey, at least they got one good movie on their belt now, and, here with Bright, you know, I remember seeing that first, I guess it was a teaser, if you will, and I said, this looks like shit. This looks like shit. And David Ayer is doing this, so you know it's probably going to be some Latin chuntes up in here and stuff like that, talking about, you know, Nike Cortezes, that flannel button-up that's only button-up to the top. It's going to be chunted out, I can tell you that right about now. So let's go ahead and check out Bright. Basically, everybody's going to be looking like El Diablo in this film is what I'm talking about. Let's not forget William Smith's boring ass is in here as well too. So,
why is there hair?
Dating a white woman. Ah, yes. The man who complains about black people not getting jobs and stuff. He decided to take a role where he worked with a white. Oh, okay, that's cool. Hypocritical motherfucker, you. Anyway.
Afternoon, officer. Fairy lives don't matter today.
Damn. Oh, what did he just say? Damn, and he lives in the hood, too. Jesus Christ. Married to a white... Okay, all right.
That's it right there. I'll take the little homie out LAPD style like you do.
Oh, and you keep doing all your gangster stuff. I'm just trying to get out of my house. Don't worry about that.
Everybody's just trying to get along and have a good life. All of the races are different. Just because they're different doesn't mean anybody's better or worse than anybody.
Hey, where's the diversity at?
I got a dude in my car. I didn't ask for it, but the whole world is watching.
Oh, David Ayer trying to do social commentary. I don't know about that.
Okay, you don't like me.
Now, I'm not out here to be your friend. I need to know if shit pop off that you got my back.
Can't hide it, Wood. Humans have physical tells.
Like the face.
What's my face?
The human who needs a lot more conjugal love type face.
Do not wink at me like that.
All Westlake units requesting assistance.
3 out of 9, show us en route.
God damn, they got a David Ayer, he got a badass track list though. And then Suicide Squad pops and he's like, fuck. Like, I'm not gonna judge the man based on that movie, but oh, it's so bad.
We are the cavalry. What is it?
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
Hey!
That's a magic wand.
Fuck.
This is like a nuclear weapon that grants wishes.
That's whatever you want. You want to be taller or shorter? You want $10 million?
You're not stealing that wand.
All right, you just fucking lost me now. I was so with you. I was kind of with you for a moment. I was like, oh, you know what? Even though the social commentary with David, I don't know how that would work out, whatever, but I was like, he did a badass job of End of Watch, probably one of my favorite cop films that he ever made. And I was like, you know, if he could establish a relationship like he did with Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena, then I'm all for that. And then this wand shit came in, and now this funny looking music, this funny hearing ass music right here.
Yeah. Get out of this neighborhood. That's when the stupid shit's gonna start.
What the fuck? Okay. Okay. All this sci-fi shit going, like I said, gotta throw in that cholo shit, you know, he's got using guns or whatever, but this shitty ass music, man. Oh, David Ayer, man.
Magic wand. We have to secure it. I'm already knowing it.
Out of the academy. No, they do not. I am not afraid. I'm not afraid.
Let's do it.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. That's just the start for me. Oh man. This man has a boner for slow motion shots of Will Smith just shooting a gun, huh? Did the same shit in Suicide Squad, too.
We might be in a prophecy. We're not in a prophecy. We're in a stolen Toyota Corolla.
Bright the album? Oh, dear God, no. Oh. I'm a star behind me. You come inside of me. Whatever the fuck that song was saying. Man, I was with that trailer for the first half. Not fully with it, but I was with it. I was like, this is about 50-50 for me. I'll throw it up in there and we'll see where we go from there. Oh, but then that second half. Oh my God. Oh, Cody, back me up here, right here. Come, Cody, where you at, man? Back me. Oh, my man, right there. Yes. What is up with these trailers and these shitty ass pop songs that come on halfway through the film where they just say, ah, fuck it, just throw that in there. It's hot right now. People love that shit, so play it. It's like, no, that just took me out of the movie, actually. Look, Will Smith, look, I was trying to give him a chance for the longest. I mean, Jesus Christ. I used to think he was probably a good actor, if not a little decent to good actor here. Then he started coming out when he brought his son in. You know, we had After Earth, he came back with that. Actually, I think Men in Black 3 came out first. Men in Black 3 came out first, came back, and I looked at that and was just like, wow, he literally is the, I won't say worst thing of the film, but out of all the other characters and stuff in here, Josh Brolin's showing his ass off right now. Like, and this is his franchise. Like, this is Will Smith franchise or whatever. And it was just like, it's just same ass Will Smith. I was like, ain't nothing changed, evolved about this guy, this character, nothing about it. He's just the same fucking character that we've been seeing. No progression. Then After Earth came out, I was like, oh, he fucking sucks. Then Focus came out, and I was like, oh, man, this dude is just, like, he's trying too hard, number one. You know, like, he's trying way too hard. Like, back in the day, like, he was, like, much more loose and felt, like, more like organic, like he could just flow with the film itself, whatever. And in these films, you can tell, like, man, he really wants to be taken serious as a dramatic actor. Like, he got the chops for it. And I believe in some moments he does it. Not recently. Definitely not recently. I've seen more acting chops from that man talking to that mannequin in I Am Legend than I have in the past 5 movies now. And Concussion, he was fucking terrible. I don't give a damn. Nobody said. And then you got, what was the name of that fuck? Collateral Beauty. Yeah. Call him Crybaby Will Smith. He's going to cry in here now, too? I don't know how to feel about this. I'm not gonna lie, I don't really give a fuck, especially as a Netflix film. This is like, ugh. I know some people love to just brag about, oh, Netflix changing the game and stuff like that, you know, but please point to me at least 5 of their best, like, just films that just blow your mind right off the bat. Don't worry, I'll wait. But I won't wait for long, because I know it ain't that many. So, let's move on. Man, that song really just, damn, that just sucked the buzz out for me. Oh, what do we got here? Let's talk about some, this one little film. That's a tiny little film, you know, ain't nobody gonna worry about it, you know. Little film I like to call Pacific Rim 2 Uprising, the teaser trailer they got going on here. They premiered here, and I saw a photo of John Boyega, and I was just like, man, that boy John Boyega, that boy's getting some work right here. And I ain't mad at him neither. I heard him do an interview with that British accent. That shit still, even though I saw Attack the Block, that shit still just blows my mind. Just look at him, we're like, wow. He hides that pretty well, I must say. Let's go ahead and show this teaser and see what they're talking about in Pacific Rim. I didn't give a fuck about the first one, by the way.
What is a Jaeger? A Jaeger is the chemical of
you. I don't need you to tell me what the fuck a Jaeger is. I kind of got that clear through the first film. It's a complicated-ass robot that needs to be controlled by 2 people. My problem with the... I guess we'll talk about that after.
When the monsters came, we did not wait for heroes to fall from the sky and save us. We saved ourselves. Innovation is our superpower.
What is a Jaeger? What is a Jaeger?
It's you. Times 1,000. Tall as a mountain, with a beating heart that burns as bright as the sun.
It's like I'm watching a commercial for like a new MacBook Pro or something like that. Or you guys seen that that Gillette commercial where the fucking razors come to life and they look like little mini Transformers and stuff and they start racing down the line and stuff like that? That's what I look like I'm watching right here.
Enabling us all to become the most heroic version of ourselves.
Join the Jaeger Uprising.
Pretty fucking awesome that the humans have all this time to build these complicated ass robots, but yet they can't solve nuking these fucking these monsters, these kaiju monsters that come up. My problem with the first one here is what I just kind of said right there, actually. So I'm sitting here going like, so you mean to tell me monsters come out of the ground, and instead of building some robots that you can control from like a manual somewhere underground, like a remote control or something, or just kind of like an Iron Man type deal, which I know that people are thinking like Iron Man, that's kind of hard though. It's just like it's a lot fucking easier than the shit that they built in that first one. I gotta tell you, where they were talking about your minds have to be in sync with one another, they built it so 2 people would have to be in there and you'd have to be synced together. It's like, what kind of complicated ass shit is that? Like, are you serious? 2 minds? Why does it have to be 2 minds or whatever? It's like, it's almost like the plot was just saying, nah, one, that's just too simple. Let's complicate this shit. And it's like, okay, apparently humans had a lot of time to build some shit like that then. And Iron Man armor looks like shit now compared to this. I mean, I don't think it takes 2 to control the Iron Man armor. You know, you just stick one body in there and it just flies off. These motherfuckers actually spent time to build some complicated shit to where you need to sync minds together to fight these things. Another problem I have with that film is, wow, it really doesn't feel like in this world people are afraid that these monsters just come out of this hole. They still shopping and shit like that. It's like, I would be living in terror knowing that ocean right there, that hole is going to tell me that monsters are going to come out and eat my ass. Oh, fuck no. Oh, no, 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 no. I need to get to the farthest country away from this hole then. Just get far away. And hopefully we can nuke this damn thing. Why didn't they just think of nuking the motherfucker in the first goddamn place, to be honest? I digress, right? Why? They should have just easily built a robot to take down there and just nuke it. Maybe they did say that, and maybe I just don't remember because I really just didn't like that film. Another thing I gotta say about this film, I really hope, and a boy can only pray, I really pray that they took some notes from Kong Skull Island and said, you know what, that really worked in Kong. Let's add some fucking sunlight to these battles. Jesus fucking Christ. I know people love to say, well, of course they're stupid. I like to watch these movies for the robots versus monsters. Shit, me too. I'd love to see a monster and fighting a robot. Robots are cool. They're awesome, actually. Especially a big-ass kaiju battle. That's awesome. It'd be nicer if you shot the shit in the daylight instead of the dark while I'm seeing it. I love it, too, because people was complaining that year talking about, look at the level of details on these robots. You can't see shit. They're in water the whole time, whatever. And it's dark as fuck. So I only hope that they improve on these things. Like that, although, you know, because I think I gave... What did I give Kong? I gave it a high streaming, if I'm not mistaken. The one highest praise I can give out of that film is I give that director a standing ovation by saying, yeah, we ain't doing that nighttime shit. I should have stood up in that theater and just went, I appreciate you for doing that. You want to talk about level of detail? That was level of details. Fucking dark, pacific piece of shit out there. Anyway, I hope they improve on this, though, because I know people love this franchise, whatever. I'm shocked they're making a second one, personally, because this first one just failed so hard. I was just like, And women were just not for it at all. I remember women talking mad shit about that first one. And who could blame them? They don't even have any women in this film. And the woman that they did in this film, she was kind of, how do I put it? She was kind of a fucking pussy. So, I mean, really. Let's move along, though, now here. I'm just skipping. I skipped over three trailers I had planned here. I'm going to save that for Cody, though. Fuck that. He's going to watch these with me. I'm going to do all the good shit right here. Well, supposedly good shit. By good shit, though. I do know that Thor Ragnarok, baby. Let's go ahead and talk about that Thor. Yes, that Marvel, baby. That Marvel. Give me that. I got to get my Marvel tattoo on my dick ready, baby. Got to get it ready. Let's go ahead and play this now.
So much has happened since I last saw you.
There's a high seed already. All right, let's move on to the next trailer. I don't even need to see anymore. Nah, I'm playing.
I lost my hammer, like, yesterday, so that's still pretty fresh.
And then I went on a journey of self-discovery. Where I met you. You have no idea.
Hello, the goddess of death has invaded Asgard.
Oh, I've missed this.
Damn, she just looks perfect. That costume is just... Oh, that casting is just perfect on her as far as what I'm seeing so far. Costume design just looks badass. That helmet set alone just... Oh, I love this shot right here. It's got all like the TriStar horses coming up with the wing, the Pegasus, if you will, and all the Valkyrians with their swords and stuff. They're getting ready, and you just see these arrows swimming in her. Just that's a beautiful ass shot right there.
And you gorgeous, actually.
Did I win?
No, I won easily.
Doesn't sound right.
Oh, that's true.
Is dead. And it'll be reborn in my image. I thought you'd be glad to see me.
I need to stop her here and now.
To prevent Ragnarok, the end of everything. So we're putting together a team.
Like the old days.
Okay, I just want to go ahead and put this out here right now. Is there a name? Tessa Thompson, I believe. She was in Creed. I remember, I didn't think she didn't even need to be in Creed, but I was like, damn, she is fine as hell. But in this film, damn, she is fucking, she got hotter. When did Creed come out? That was 2 years ago, was it? I don't know what she's been doing since Creed and to here now, or whatever. But whatever she did to her face or something like that, it's like she got 20 times even hotter. I don't know if it's a special effects or whatever it may be. That girl, whoo! Oh, my God. Oh, you know what? You know what, Tessa? You know what happens when you come out looking that good. You know what happens. You just made the list. That's right. You just made the list of my wives. Oh, my God. You might get shit number two spot for you looking that damn good. Keep the armor on, girl. This is the first time I'm going to tell a girl, keep your clothes on.
Surprise.
Damn, she's fun.
This will be such fun.
Oh, yes, baby. Here we go. Here we go at all. Oh, damn, girl.
I'm not a queen or a monster. I'm the goddess of death. What were you the god of again?
Thunder. Oh, shit. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Same, you and I. Just a couple of hot-headed fools.
Yeah, same. Hulk like fire, Thor like water.
Well, kind of both like fire.
But Hulk like raging fire, Thor like smoldering fire.
Oh, shit. I gotta say, this is the best the Hulk has ever looked, too, by the way. I like that little haircut, too. At first, you know, he kind of did look like a better version of the Ang Lee's Hulk or whatever. That haircut's looking clean. He's fucking talking. You know, we don't really get to see much of the Hulk. We saw him in Avengers 1 and 2. And that's about it. You know, so I'm liking that we get to see him a little bit more, you know, and actually having a bit of dialogue. And that was some funny banter, too, between him and, what's his name, Chris Hemsworth, when he was telling him, he was like, did I win? I was like, no, you lost pretty easily. Oh, that doesn't sound right. Oh, well, it's true, though. And then I love the conversation, too, at the end, towards, like, talking about the fire. Hulk's like fire, Thor like water. You know, like, no, we're both pretty hot, you know. He's like, no. So, I love that little banter. They got the comic style right of Thor and Hulk. Oh, but I will say this. I won't be necessarily a complaint. I saw the Infinity War trailer. And I gotta say, there's a scene in there where Thanos is crushing the fuck out of Thor's skull. The whole Hela breaking the hammer, I would have saved that for Infinity War. I'd have let Thanos done that. I know it's a big thing for this film, too. It's probably a whole new transition. I guess it really depends on where the Thor movies go. I mean, really, Chris Hemsworth, he's a young guy. I mean, he's not like Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans, you know. He's a young guy. He can do these Thor movies for a long time if he chooses to do so, you know. Solo films and spinoff films or whatever he chooses to do, you know. So I guess it all depends on where they want to go with the story and how they want to have Thor up. But I would have just loved to have seen, you know, maybe he does have the hammer in Infinity War or not. I just want to see that hammer be thrown at Thanos, him take a step back, and Thor from the sky is just in the air and saying, Thanos, hear me. I am Thor, son of Odin, prince of Asgard, the protector of this realm. And if you want to destroy this world, Midgard, then you have to go through me. And then he comes down with that hammer, that lightning, whatever. And then he says, for Midgard. And then Thanos just catches it, throws Thor, and smashes the hammer on her. Oh, man. I just had that image in my head when I saw the Infinity Stones. I was just like, oh, that would have been just... It's cool for this trailer, don't get me wrong, but it would have just been so much even cooler. I mean, I know they already got Thanos throwing moons and shit like that, and it's already cool, but that just would have been an extra, bit of sprinkles on the Thanos. Thanos. Oh, I can't wait. I just wish that would have happened in that trailer instead of this film, but nonetheless, this is still a kick-ass trailer. I gotta say, man, I kind of want to see this more than anything. Like, who would have thought over Spider-Man, Guardians 2 now? Lego Batman, this is what I wanted to see. I would give up all three of those movies right there to see this Thor movie. This Thor movie looks crazy as hell. It looks great, looks fantastic. I love the team banter team up here. Hela is looking like a threat like no other, you know, and plus you got the great Cate Blanchett playing her. You can't get no wrong with that. I'm looking forward to this. November can't get no sooner than that. Speaking of November, there was another... No, we're not talking about that one. Not just yet, though. No, not just yet. Why the fuck does these people keep calling me? Anyway, though... Oh, that's right. I got a date later. Oh, that... Oh, I forgot. Either way, though, moving on now to the next one we got here. The next one we got here is the new Kingsman trailer. Will this be like the first Kingsman trailer for the first movie and the first one here where they're just like, they're whatever. Movies are going to be awesome, but the trailers are whatever. We'll find out then. Probably going to suck with Halle Berry being in, I guess, you know. Kingsman, the Golden Circle.
We're from the Kingsman Tailor Shop in London. Maybe you've heard of us?
Today marks the beginning of a new age. I'm going to show you. Say goodbye to the Kingsmen.
Kind of got a bit of a save the world situation here.
Welcome to Statesman.
Your American cousins will be working side by side.
Let's get started.
We've got brains. Skills. Skipping rope.
It's a lasso. Whatever.
Man, what is that dude's name? I always forget him, but he was one of my favorite part of Narcos. He played, I forgot his name. I haven't watched that show in so long now. It feels like forever since season two ended. But he played the partner on the American side there. I love that actor, by the way. Uh-oh. I just saw Julian Moore. You better watch out. Cody's on the loose. The Cody is there. He's I see him now. He's sitting up there saying, Julian Moore? What is she doing sitting at that table? She's too fine to be sitting at a table. You can see his sexist ass now saying that.
It's very American.
Yeah, it is.
Manners maketh man.
Do you know what that means?
Well, it's a lot of shit blowing up. I can tell you that right now. A lot of action. Looks like it's going to be action-packed. Oh, man. They just... I don't know what it is about these Kingsman trailers. They just don't do anything. I'm always interested because I love spy movies. I'm always fascinated with them. I love them. That's probably like one of my favorite genres of films, the spy films. I love the first Kingsman film. I was really looking forward to seeing that, even though none of the marketing really got me into seeing it. But my boy Matthew Vaughn was doing it, and for me, he brought back the X-Men with First Class. And he's doing this one. I love his style of directing choice. I don't know why Fox hasn't put him on a major film. Now, I say get him to do Fantastic Four. Not that shitty one you're about to do right now with the kids and shit. No, hell no. You stay away from that, Matthew Vaughn. You don't want no part of that. But, I'm just shocked they never brought him on for a Fantastic Four. I think he would make that so much fun, get a little edge to it and stuff. I bet he would give some cool characters, whether they had good background or not, whatever. I bet he would find a way to make them intriguing and interesting whatsoever. But I gotta say, these trailers, whoever's putting these together, Mark Webb, it's just not doing it for me. Watching this right here, it's just a lot of stuff blowing up and some music playing in the background overshadowing it. But, you know, other than that, I'm not gonna lie, this was kind of like whatever to me. I'm actually curious to see. I wish Cody was here. I'd be curious to see what he would think of this trailer here, because, or other people for that matter. Yeah, but this for me, I I wasn't feeling it. I think I kind of liked the first one a little bit more. What's his name? Not the first trailer for the first movie. I mean, the first trailer for this movie, that little teaser they had. I thought the music, the way it ended off, I was like, that actually kind of sounds perfect for that here. Obviously, bigger budget, second film, so they're probably going to up the antics a little bit more from the first one, which I'm fine with because the first one was outlandishly fun. So I kind of expect the same thing from here. Hopefully, Channing Tatum, he sticks with his Jump Street comedic role aspects here, and he brings a little bit more of that comedic take to it. I'm telling you, the guy, he definitely needs to stick to comedy films. We could use an actor like him in the comedy realm right about now because comedy is just sucking, except for Girls' Night, or what was that movie called? I keep mixing the fucking name of that title up. The one with Queen Latifah in them. That was pretty goddamn funny, actually, so... Last trailer we're going to get into here. This is the big one right here. Everybody's looking forward to this, especially after the Wonder Woman film came out. And they were talking about they're going to change so much. They're going to do. They dropped a 4-minute trailer on your ass right there. And people were just losing their shit. I'm talking about Justice League, baby. People, this is number 2 on trending. If I'm not mistaken, the number 1 trending was Walking Dead, the Walking Dead TV trailer. It's funny. It's just amazing how Walking Dead, to get on a side thing, like, how many people talk so much about Walking Dead and how they're tired of it or it just needs to end. There's still a lot of people out there that love it and stuff like that, but it's just amazing how many views that show still can get, even if you're tired or something like that. It still holds people's curiosity of where they're going to go next, so that show definitely needs an award for just keeping people this long in the game for, because they're about to hit 8 seasons. And they're number 1 trending out of, like, Thor and Justice League and all this other shit that came out of Comic-Con. That's pretty goddamn incredible. Actually, that's mind-blowing, to be honest. This, The Walking Dead beat all the superhero stuff. That's incredible. But people think this was one of the best things they saw besides Black Panther and Infinity War. Was this Justice League. And I'm here to tell you this right now. Don't let these trailers fool y'all. I watched this trailer. This is one of the ones I saw. And I'm going to tell you right now. I don't let these trailers fool y'all. Don't let this be another BVS thing. Y'all was blown away. I remember this shit when Comic-Con came out. Y'all was blown away by these trailers. I was talking mad shit. I was like, Zack Snyder's working on this shit. Now, hell no. And I'm going to talk mad shit about this one, too. But I know people, they are itching for a badass Justice League film. And who could blame them? I am, too. I wish that could happen. It just so happens to have one of the worst directors working on it, possibly. So, let's go ahead and play this trailer before I talk any more shit about this. Get that shitty ass song still playing. All right. Every trailer's got to have a little opening spot, I guess. Do DC films just like having banks with people in it and children nearby it or something like that? I don't know. Thinking of you, Dark Knight. You know, now that we got this scene here. Am I missing another DC film that probably had a bank scene or something? Transformers had one. It's pretty awesome, actually, too. Girl's got fucking armor and come blasting through a door, and you think you're gonna cold cock her upside the head with a gun. They gotta stop making some of these villains fucking retarded in some aspects.
What did you do this weekend, Diana?
Me? Huh? Nothing very interesting.
The world remains in mourning after the death of the Superman.
What we're saying is a crime wave of
the world without hope. Oh, okay, okay.
And where is the Gotham Act? The mass vigilante has been a no-show.
That looked like something out of a fucking video game. The way Batman's standing. That looks like I was watching an Arkham Knight cutscene real quick. I was like, what the fuck?
Rose will never come again.
It has to. We don't have any more time.
Holy shit, is that sunlight?
Coming.
Oh my god.
Thank you.
Steppenwolf himself. I guess they said, hey, how do we differentiate him between him and Ares? And somebody said on the team, who gives a fuck? Just put him in the same shit he was wearing, right? Oh, yeah, that'd be fine. Nobody will notice it. Who cares that movie just came out like 5 months before our release?
Protectors here.
Okay, I'm going to pause it right here. You hear Steppenwolf's voice in the background. He's talking about no lanterns. Everybody's raving about that shit. Talking about, oh, it's like Green Lantern Hunt right there. Which I think is cool. It's fine. I'm not really too crazy about the voice more so. But whatever, we'll get to that point here. Pause at the 142. Maybe 141, if you will, though. I was looking at this hard. And I rewind that back a couple of times. I said, and this is just a theory of mine. Is that Supergirl? That can't be Superman. That leg is too damn skinny. I don't know where they're going with these DC films. Now, I know they've already, like, released their 8-film release that they got coming out, and yet they don't have fucking dates for them, of course. So they just released a whole new fucking panel of films again. What is this, like the third time they done this now? And I didn't see Supergirl on that list. I don't know if they're going to throw in her a movie or not. But I know that Gotham City Sirens is coming out. And I know that they're making a Batgirl film. Who knows if they would decide to team her up with Supergirl on and do something with that. A little crossover spinoff, right? Or maybe she makes a cameo here. There's no way in hell that can be Superman, though. If you look at that leg, it is just too skinny to be Superman. Henry Cavill, that's a big motherfucker, too. I've seen him. He's huge. So I'm just curious to see that part, that aspect there. Throwing a little Supergirl reference in there. That'd be cool. I don't know how Batman sees it, but whatever. Probably emailed her.
It's 114. Like all the others.
And this is the days when one's biggest concerns were exploding wind-up penguins.
I got that reference. I got that reference. You get it? It's like that Joker line in BVS. I don't like freaks and clown. I mean, like freaks and clown outfits. You get it? The penguin. You get it? All right, cool. Stupid ass dialogue.
Crazy. Honestly, I think we're all gonna die.
Each of us, in some way, is held back.
This is like a... Y'all gonna hate me. This sequence right here, where they're all sitting in that room. Why does that look like a Fast and Furious sequence? It's like Vin Diesel's getting a team together to go on a mission or something like that, you know? It's like, I like that they have to have meetings to talk about this, whatever. It's just like, not no big-ass battle happens and they just show up. No, they gotta have a Fast and Furious underground meeting or something like that.
Don't engage alone. We do this together.
Really cool, you guys seem ready to do battle and stuff. I've never done battle.
Shit, neither
sideboard. Push some people and run away.
Man, they are making Flash out to be like just a total fucking loser. I mean completely a fucking loser. Like, I know some people love that line too. And I don't really hate it or think about it, but just like every time I see him on screen there, I just think of him as just like, wow, you are such a fucking loser. It's not even funny. It's like, it's almost like those powers came to you out of sympathy. It's just like, you gotta give this guy something because, man, he doesn't have anything else going for him. You know he's a dude that's probably taking, like, photos in the back of Wonder Woman, jerking off to that shit in his mom's basement or something like that. Like, that's the type of guy. And I know some people probably listen and like, what's wrong with that? That sounds cool. It's like, no, okay. I'd rather jerk off to her on screen in my own damn place in the bedroom. Thank you very much. Just letting you know.
Relax, Alfred. I'll take it from here.
Okay. Relax, Alfred. I'll take it from here. Woo! I hope that ain't how he talked throughout this whole movie. That was pretty fucking horrible. Relax, Alfred. I'll take it from here. Who the fuck is he? Bumblebee? Optimus Prime? Permission to speak, old friend. You know? What the? Relax, Alfred. I'll take it from here.
Is this brother British? I mean, shit.
Wow. Oh, man. I will say, he looks somewhat better than that previous chair, but whoo! He finally opened that mouth. You can keep that closed for the rest of you. Like, I already know some people going to be up here and be like, well, P1, he's half man, half machine. Yeah, but the machine part never took over his vocal cords. He was still human there. So there ain't no excuse for that shit, why he's talking like he is a robot. It's almost like Snyder told him, you're a robot. Be it.
Relax, Alfred. I'll take it from here.
Negro, what? Oh, man. Well, at least we got Black Panther, I guess.
Do I know you?
How the fuck you don't know him? Bruce Wayne's got, like, emails sent to these motherfuckers or whatever and shit. It's like, literally, you're, like, literally working on it probably right now. Because that's all you do in these fucking movies, Alfred. You quirk. Always working on some equipment of Batman's whatever and shit. There's literally a fucking email on the screen with his insignia on there. Read about it, goddammit. Shit.
Superman was a beacon to the world. He didn't just save people. He made them see the best parts of themselves.
What? What? Batman, please explain to me, when did you get this huge fucking bromance for him? And I'm talking about Superman. When did you decide to become... bitch made. Really, Batman? Okay, if people, he inspired people and brought out the hope in them, why the fuck was you trying to spend a whole movie trying to stab him with a spear? Pretty barbaric shit if you ask me right there, but yet all of a sudden now, what, a year's passed maybe in this film from BVS or something like that? And you're talking about he inspired people and brought hope into them? Really? Because I really didn't get that from you. In there watching that film, you were a murderous psychopath on a rampage to put a spear through his heart. Now all of a sudden you bitching out to this dude like a little punk or something like that, dude. Really? Man, fuck you, Batman. Seriously? I never thought I would say that, but dude, grow a fucking set. Stop whining over this Superman guy. You don't need him, baby. You got this. Apparently you don't, though. What is up with this city? Why is it looking red and shit like that? What are they? Are they inside a volcano? Is there a town inside a volcano that they just so happen to visit? What is going on here? You know, somebody gonna say Steppenwolf brought destruction to the world. If it looks like this, then where the fuck are the humans at then? They probably burning to death right now. Good job on that, Justice League.
We just have to say it.
Flash touching the tip of her sword? What the hell is that about right there? Is he like, ooh, I can sniff this finger later or something? What's he? Aquaman surfing again. Oh. You know, that was Zack Snyder's ass right there. I'm not saying James Wan probably won't do this. I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say, I bet... guarantee James Wan don't do any of this shit right here. You know, in Zack Snyder's little feeble ass brain, he sat up there and just thought, huh, he lives in water, he works with water and he controls animals. Let's have him surf. They had him doing it in the fucking last trailer. He's gonna surf the Batmobile. Now he's gonna surf a parademon. You know that's some feeble thinking on Zack Snyder's little ass brain right there. Just let's have him surf. That'll make him look cool, right? Right? He's got that long surfer hair, got the beach bod, and he lives in the water, surfing style. Oh, yeah. Fuck out of here, Snyder.
How many of you are there? Not enough. You really think that... Oh, wow, they really just vanish. Huh? Oh.
Damn, Flash, he looks like stiff as shit in that costume, by the way, too. Like, I don't know if the armor is like around the shoulders and neck area. Like, he just looks stiff standing there. I'm not really, I wouldn't say I'm hating on the suit or really love it. I'm kind of like whatever with it, you know, to be honest. I'm just curious, where the fuck did he get this from? like they've already kind of pictured him as a loser in this group, let's be real. Did he create this? Because that's some pretty high advanced shit for him to create. You know, the thing about Flash's costume is it was rubber, and it kind of helped him use the Speed Force a little bit more. You know, I love the I'm not really a huge fan of the show itself, the TV show on CW here. I like the guy that's playing the Flash, though. I think he's really good, and he really grew into that character as himself. And I like this costume, to be exact, too. I guess that they had no choice really but to go this route, number one, because they're fighting fucking parademons and stuff like... Well, then again, Batman's not wearing fucking armor. He was wearing a damn suit most of the time, so... But I guess they just had to be different from the TV show, not to confuse folks, I guess, but... It is what it is with it. And here, too. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really get this. Is this supposed to be funny or what?
That's rude.
If that was supposed to be funny, that was lame as fuck then, so... Here's the money shot. That glass of whiskey. That is definitely the money shot. Look at that right there. Oh, man, Alfred. I could taste it right there. Oof. That looks delicious. That's the best part of this tray. That gives it a see it down there. Look at that. It looks good. Damn, I need to pour me a glass. Wow. That shot right here. I've heard some people say online, Green Lantern that shows up. If you look in Alfred's glasses, you see a... Well, shit, even if you look at his chest right there, actually. You look in his glasses, you see a green light shows up. It's got to be the ring. I would say that I almost kind of agree with some of the theories that it probably isn't Superman. But then, in this next shot right here...
You said you'd come. Now let's hope you're not too...
You totally see the fucking red cape right there, or at least a red shoulder in the battleground right there. So you're like, well, I was assuming him to be in the black suit because they showed photos of it and stuff like that. I don't really give a fuck what suit he's in. I just hope he kind of stays dead. Superman sucks. Well, then we got Cyborg opening his mouth, so I don't know. But from what I've seen, Superman, he is just a boring piece of shit. I ain't not gonna lie. I don't know why people are talking about they need to put Superman in this film. I think it's a bonus if they don't have him in this film. I will say, though, I see the red cape there, so maybe it could be right. Maybe that was Supergirl. You never know. But here, I'm looking at this, though, and I'm thinking, like, I did see that green light, though. I'm not gonna say it's Green Lantern. But I am curious about this dialogue Jeremy Irons saying, where he's saying, they said you would come. Let's hope you're not too late. That's a little strange bit of dialogue right there as far as the statement here. You know, if they know, maybe something happens, but if they know Superman is dead, then who is they said he would come then? You know, I'm assuming maybe they're talking, well, they could be talking, because I was going to say, they did bring up the Lantern Corps. And I'm assuming Steppenwolf is what's going to bring the Lantern Corps to Earth. They don't realize they got to take him out. Then again, could the Lantern Corps be dead already? Since he said there is no Lantern Corps. Think about that now.
You said you'd come. Now let's hope you're not too late.
Ah, fuck it. I'm just going to go say it's Superman. Why the fuck else would the ground and shit be shaking then or whatever? I mean, there would be no way in hell if that was Green Lantern. Why would the ground be shaking? It's got to be Superman. I didn't know when he came into the area or whatever, everything just starts, like, rocking like he's the Incredible Hulk or something like that. I got to tell you, look, this trailer, I got to tell you, Josh Whedon, he probably came in and added some light in here because it definitely looks a little bit more brighter than that last fucking trailer we saw. So if he did lighting on that, kudos to you, Mr. Whedon. I didn't give a fuck about this trailer. I didn't give two flying fucks. I will say this. It's definitely better than that first one. Definitely giving you better. But I gotta tell you, for a 4-minute fucking trailer, 4 minutes is a long time. I didn't feel like I saw any goddamn thing. I was like, wow, this was 4 minutes that long. This felt like it could have been a normal standard 2-minute trailer. And you would have got the same shit, to be honest. Only difference here is they didn't play some... what's the hot retro band that everybody likes to listen to, because Guardians of the Galaxy made it cool again to play old school music, so you don't get that here. But other than that, you just get a bunch of shot of the team just doing solo shit. You get Cyborg.
Don't worry about it, Alfred. I'm in control now.
Or whatever the fuck he says. It's pretty goddamn terrible, I must say. But yeah, this is Snyder doing it. They started this right after BVS. Of course, they made some changes here and there, blah, 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 and stuff like that. Snyder still did this film. I have no faith in him. I have no faith in this film. This film's probably going to suck. What do I mean probably? It's going to suck hard, too. And I'll be the first to admit it. If it's any good and it catches my eye or something like that, I'll be the first to sit up there and say, hey, this is a lot better than what I thought. Hell, I sat up there and looked at Wonder Woman. And all the praise you motherfuckers was giving that film, whatever. When it's just really, it really is just a generic-ass superhero film. There's really nothing special about it at all. Other than, you know, being a favorable, good female superhero film. Not the first, goddammit, neither. But other than that, you know, I was talking mad shit on those trailers, and Gal Gadot gave her props, so I'll do the same for Justice League if that happens, but I don't really see that happening anytime soon. I just like to go back and play this Ready Player One trailer, because that kicked a lot of ass. Or I'd like to play that Thor trailer again, because, talk about salivating. But I'm going to get out of here now, because I'm hungry, dude. I'm starving. Plus, I gotta get ready for this date I gotta go on. So, other than that, people, that has been another edition of Trailer Talk that I like to call Trailer Talk the Comic-Con edition. I am your spoiling host of the most, the phenomenal one. And we'll be back with another Trailer Talk this week. Hopefully, if we get some time to get in another one. I got a few other trailers we need to talk about. So, catch us then, or catch us next week. I know you'll hear from us, and I just want to hear from y'all soon, too, as well. So, I bid you adieu, and we'll hope to see you on this week's episode of Movie Spoilers. Later, bastards.